The value of the Russian currency, the ruble, is at a historic low as Western sanctions and falling oil prices take a toll on the economy. But President Vladimir Putin's approval rating is over 80% since Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine. The boost came at just the right time, says Lev Gudkov, director of the Levada Center, an independent surveyor of public opinion.
Putin's popularity had been decreasing since August and September of 2008, when it was at its peak during the Russia-Georgia war. And it had been falling until January this year, when his support and popularity were at their lowest level.
Gudkov says Mr. Putin is riding a wave of nationalist euphoria and an imitation of public support.
Конкуренция подавлена, цензура в СМИ очень жесткая.
As it is, the competition is suppressed. Mass media are under severe censorship. The Duma, the Russian parliament, is assessed very negatively as a body totally dependent on Putin and the government, and is regarded not as a parliament, but as an assembly of branch lobbyists representing the interests of influential groups. Thus, by manipulating mass opinion, they create an imitation of mass support.
Mr. Putin's supporters say by standing up to the West, he has restored Russia's status on the world stage. The Russian president says the self-styled victors in the Cold War have been ignoring Russia while reshaping the world to suit their own needs and interests.
Of course, the sanctions are a hindrance. They are trying to hurt us through these sanctions, block our development, and push us into political, economic, and cultural isolation, force us into backwardness, in other words.
Rus energy analyst Mikhail Krutikin says sanctions pushed about a third of Rus energy's oil and gas company clients to abandon hopes for contracts in Russia. But he also notes the anti-Western talk is tied to the price of oil, Russia's most important export, accounting for half the government's budget.
I think the higher the prices of oil, the more vociferous are the supporters of Mr. Putin. The nationalistic rhetoric sounds much louder. And as soon as the price of oil goes down, I think the popularity of Putin and that sort of rhetoric also diminishes.
Mr. Putin's response to sanctions was a ban on Western food imports that is pushing up consumer costs. Analysts say there are already signs the Kremlin's patriotic euphoria and propaganda is beginning to wear thin, as economic problems make people assess situations and prospects more realistically. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Moscow.